This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female-identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Now on, you do as I tell you.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Herring, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk about intersectional and inclusive feminism in a male-dominated environment. This is way harder than I thought it was going to be. Hi, my name is Moni, and with me today is my lovely, amazing, glorious, and very bright and shiny and early up co-host, Amanda. That wasn't even the word.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine. Also, rise and shiny up, whatever that's supposed to mean.
Whatever that means. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. I don't think we've ever recorded this early, have we?
No, I don't think so. Not even before we recorded on Twitch. It was an afternoon job then.
It's true. It was an afternoon job.
Yeah, 100%. Wild. I know. But thanks to Twitch, we had to reschedule.
It's Twitch's fault this time. It's not even ours.
It's not. It's Twitch's fault.
Yeah. Again, though.
Yeah. I really do think that Twitch has it out for us. They're like, Geek Herring wants to record a podcast. We'll just put our services down right about 6 o'clock on a Wednesday.
That is true. They fucked us over more than we fucked us over recently, to be fair, almost.
It's true.
Because even though there have been like appointments and stuff, we always decided on other dates. But Twitch, twice it happened already, twice.
I know.
What the fuck? So now it's Saturday morning. It's the 1st of freaking October. When the fuck did that happen?
I don't know. But as it is the 1st of October, I think that we need to wish a certain somebody a happy birthday.
Yes, we need to do that.
Yes. Will we sing or will we just say it?
I don't know. We can try to sing. It's going to be horrible.
Okay, let's do it.
How do we count each other in or what?
Somebody just starts and the other one just joins.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. This is terrible. We're so out of sync.
You are in sync with me.
No, because you're over me.
It was in sync on my timeline.
It was like around on my timeline. I didn't realize there was that much of a delay. Happy birthday, Brie Larson. Happy birthday to you.
I don't know what Twitch chat says. It was in sync for me, so it must have been in sync for them as well. It's probably maybe not in sync on the Squadcast recording, but who the fuck knows?
Who knows? All I know is that...
Higher, further, faster, baby. Ain't that the truth?
Ain't it the truth?
We are looking forward to your new movie, by the way.
Can't wait.
It's going to be really good. It was in sync.
Very good.
Oh, one of my clients, hilariously, was at the Westlife concert in Dubai.
What?
I know. So funny. It just made me laugh. Also, I had no idea that they were still touring and that they were actually in Dubai. That was just weird. But anyway, that's as far as boy bands are going right now.
Yeah, I also had no idea they were touring. How weird.
Aren't they like Irish or something?
Yes.
Where was Ronan Keating from?
Dublin?
No, is that, that's Westlife? Was Rowan Keating in Westlife? We're just failing our boy group knowledge.
To be fair, Boyzone and Westlife didn't really come to North America. So, like, my knowledge of them is very minuscule. But I do have a Boyzone story about my cousin who was obsessed with them. And she went to Dublin. She was from just outside Belfast. She went to Dublin with a friend of hers and went to their houses, I think two of their houses, and ended up having tea with their mothers.
Oh, No shit.
Not even joking. Not even joking.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Horrible. I mean, brutal, but also I always feel so bad for, like, the parents and things because let the people live.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't be creepy.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite stories. I will not name names because she's quite well known these days. So, but if you know who my cousin is, you know her dirty little boy's own secret.
Lol. Oh, God. That's wild. No, I never, like, I always, even when they are, like, in a situation where you would expect them to expect that things are, like, people are talking to them, I wouldn't. Mm-mm. I'm just like, no, you're allowed to. I'm just secretly stalking and looking at them from far behind. It's totally not creepy at all or something, but man.
Yeah. But unfortunately, we're not here to talk about Boyzone or Westlife.
I wouldn't have too much to say about them, to be honest.
That was probably the extent of what I would say.
Yeah, also, I've not, like, I'm not even able to distinguish the two properly. But also, I was more into, like, Backstreet Boys back then.
Same.
Of course you were, too.
Sorry, Boy Life, we just don't really know you.
Boy Life?
West Zone?
It's like West Zone.
I'm like,
West Zone and Boy Life.
Because they're pretty much the same band, right?
Sure. Didn't they like 1-4, the other 5 of some? I don't fucking know. Anyway.
Anyways, what are we here to talk about?
Today, we thought we'd bring back Geek Girl in the News.
Yay!
Don't you have a jingle for them?
Geek Girl in the News.
See, there we go.
Yeah. Very excited because this is our first one since being back.
Is it?
I think so. We haven't done a Geek Girl in the News since coming back.
Wow.
I know.
Who would have fucking thought?
Us.
So yeah, welcome back.
Yeah. Hello. This is what's going on in September. What went on in September?
Yeah. What?
What?
Yes, it's maybe it's the 1st of October now, but we can't predict the future yet. So we will talk about the past and what has happened then.
Yes. So.
Amazing.
Amazing. Without further ado.
Let's do this.
Let's go. To start us off, we do have some sad news. Cherry Valentine, one of the stars of RuPaul's Drag Race UK, died at the age of 28 just this past week.
Life sucks. It's like, there are no news as to the cause of death. Just the family obviously posted about it on social media, and as did World of Wonder, who are airing RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry Valentine's out of performance name was George Ward, and they were a nurse.
They were a mental health nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were from the traveler community outside in County Durham, and they were part of the BBC documentary series, or they starred in the BBC documentary series Cherry Valentine, Gypsy Queen, and Proud. So I think that they've done a lot of
activism work.
That's the word I was looking for. Yeah, a lot of activism work for the traveler community. And yeah, because I think that there are lots of negative stereotypes about that community. So thank you to Cherry and to George for all the work that you've done for that.
Mm.
And I know that the loss of Cherry Valentine has hit many in the RuPaul community.
Mm. Have you seen the season where they were starring?
No.
I didn't. Yeah. No. But yeah, I mean, he's obviously only 28. It's way too young too.
So young.
Way too young to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And another very recent shocking celebrity death. Coolio died at age 59 just a couple days ago as well.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah. So no, I don't think there's been any release about his cause of death either, but it's just very sad. People are dying too young.
Yeah, it's true. So carpe diem or something. Take the life by the horns and don't waste your time on things you want to do in like 30 years, because who the fuck knows?
Just do them
it
now.
Do it now.
Exactly.
Do it right now.
Just fucking do things.
Exactly. That could be a t-shirt.
Yes. Maybe I'll make a t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Okay, I mean, so not, but not cool. No. We're going to address a couple big news stories, but with a caveat that we're actually not going to talk about them.
Yep.
So
because we have bigger plans for them.
We do.
Well, bigger plans.
We
that
do.
That sounds like something major, but
but it's not.
It's not.
So as you know, Liz Truss is now the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And Giorgia Meloni is now Italy's newest Prime Minister. Both very right-wing leaders who are women.
Deep fucking sigh, honestly.
Yeah.
It's just so disappointing.
Mm-hmm. So we're not, we couldn't let this episode go past without actually acknowledging that this shit is happening. But we are going to do a more in-depth episode solely about the rise of white right-wing women. Mm. Yes. So that's happening.
Yes. So wait for that on this channel because it's going to happen sometime.
Yep.
Soon.
And another story that we would be remiss not to mention on a news episode is that there is a lot going on in Iran with women and women's rights. And I'm sure you've seen on Instagram because it is everywhere talking about the protests from women cutting their hair and burning their hijabs for the right to self-express. So we would be remiss not to talk about, at least mention it here, but we are going to do a full in-depth episode on this topic because there's so much there. We can't contain it to like a 5-minute segment here.
Mm. I mean, it also deserves more.
It deserves way more. Yeah.
More airtime than just one, mm-hmm. One article in an episode, like in a collective episode. So we will do our best to do like some nice research and to know more about it because obviously that's a really in-depth topic as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we'll try and relay what we've figured out mm-hmm. in a separate episode.
Yes. So those two episodes are coming, separate episodes.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey.
Now to lighter but more annoying news. Well, not more annoying. Lighter and annoying news somehow. Mm-hmm. Because Twitch, the wonderful, nice platform that we're on, sometimes not wonderful at all and sometimes really, really fucking annoying. And our resident games journalist and wonderful human all around, Ed Nightingale, wrote about the recent news on that. Which is that if you're just listening on the podcast, you obviously probably have no idea how the money situation on Twitch in general works. I'm just going to give you a bit of an inside view into this. When you stream on Twitch, there is always the option for people to people can always watch your channel for free if that's what you want. Nobody has to pay anything. But if your viewer wants to support you, they can do that by subscribing to your channel. And they then pay a monthly fee from like for whatever currency they're at. It used to be $5 or 5 euros. Now it's like $3.99, I think, depending on where you subbed. There was some issues. Anyway, and the streamer will get 50% of the money and the other 50% will go to Twitch themselves. There are other platforms, for example, YouTube, who also have a streaming section of it where it's a different cut. They have like 70-30, where 70% of the money goes to the streamer, 30% goes to the platform. OnlyFans, often used for sex work, but not solely, they have an 80-20 split. So 80% goes to the person and 20% goes to the platform. People have been demanding higher revenue splits from Twitch for ages because obviously other platforms are doing it too. And Twitch is part of Amazon. So you would assume they are swimming in money anyway. So why the fuck not be fair to the your content creators, because if you have no content creators, you have no platform.
Mm-hmm.
And depending also, you can only make money on Twitch when you get to an affiliate status, which is used to be way different back in the days, but nowadays it's you need 50 followers and an average of 3 viewers and like 3 streams in within a month, no, 7 streams within a month, and then you will be able to get affiliate, and then you will be able for people to subscribe to you. There is also the next thing: if you have higher numbers and then have, if you have a bigger community and hit certain numbers, you can get partnered, which gives you a check mark and used to give you different kinds of possibilities based on your revenue split. And back in the early days, the people who started out and became partner on Twitch, they could negotiate their split as well. But with the rise, especially during COVID, there are so many more partners now because people stayed at home loads, watched lots of Twitch. A lot of people reached all these numbers, got partnered, and they just got like regular contracts now and nothing like really negotiated. And so this split for partners used to be like 50-50 for tier one subs and then different kinds of splits for higher tier subs, which you can choose between 3. So one is like the 4 euro thing, 2 is like a middle part, and like I don't remember, don't know the other two right now. But for those, the streamer got more money if people subscribed in a higher tier, but only if they are a partner, not when they are an affiliate. And people always wanted a better revenue split because, again, if you don't have content creators doing the content on your platform, then you don't have a platform. But Twitch said, fuck no.
Basically.
Basically. You can bring something up for users to Twitch with a user voice, and a lot of people can subscribe, like follow it and push it so they see this is something that the community wants. And that was one of the highest ones that's been going around and supported by a lot of people, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they closed it and said that's done, and then released a blog post about the current situation of the revenue split.
And they released it in the middle of the night for America.
Oh, and with other, oh yeah. Oh, in the middle of the night for America.
It was like 1 a.m. America time, I think.
There were so many other things going on at the same time as mm-hmm. well.
But what else was going on?
They had Bloomberg or someone. Wait, let me, before I say something that's not right. Some news site investigated. I just like totally lack the word. Investigated on. Wait, let me have a look. I'm sure Ed wrote about it as well. Oh God, Twitch child. I found another one from Ed from a year ago or something. Basically, I don't know if it's about child. It's not yet. So it was an article where they found how easy it is for people to. What, because even though Twitch is for people over 13, there are still children often using the platform, and it's really hard to regulate. And Bloomberg investigated all of this and found that there are so many that where children stream and predators kind of watch that, make them dance, record it, and restream it on other places. Gosh. And that was really at around the same time that this information about the revenue split dropped. Thank you.
Thanks,
child
Tom.
Abuse grooming on Twitch. I didn't find it fast enough. It didn't write that one. That's why I didn't find it. And that was all around the same time as they announced this revenue split thing. So it seems like a really weird move from them to suddenly, like, especially if you say they released it in 1 a.m. at night and stuff. So it's about, I mean, it's just a very obvious way of trying to cover up really other really bad news.
Mm.
Because obviously that's horrendous. And if that's the only news, then people focus on that alone. But now they like the attention is split. And you also didn't like even necessarily hear from it unless I just mentioned it now. And so people just also don't notice it at all, because that's not the only news that's out there about Twitch at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it's just a weird, weird fucking coincidence that this happened around the same time and stuff. Thank you so much for the links, Tom.
Yeah, we'll include those ones in the show notes as well. Yeah.
So yeah, and in essence, they said, no, you're not getting it because it's so expensive. because streaming video in the quality that we're streaming video is so expensive and they have to pay so much for the service, even though they are running Amazon software and are owned by Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Software and hardware. Because they're using the AWS servers mm-hmm. and shit. So just want to pay us more.
No, honestly. The part that Ed quotes in his article just blows my mind. Twitch's response said, "We have been blown away by the response to this post and have been carefully considering it for the better part of the last year. While we are declining the request, it's still crucial to know that the primary value of sharing your feedback on user voice is to have your voices heard and suggestions considered." It's like, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Fuck you too.
Yeah, go fuck yourselves.
We heard you, we've read it, but we still say no to it.
Yeah.
And I know it's not... it kind of changed to... What they did, though, not only is that they are not giving it... They are not... As I mentioned previously, there are partners who potentially already had the 70-30 split. But what they decided with that as well, that they are not just not giving it to people, to anyone on the platform, they are cutting it. So the first 100,000 euros, or pounds, dollars, never mind, the first 100,000 you make, they will be 50-50 split above you have a higher split. So you have people who had potentially a 70-30 split and earned that amount of money who now lost money from it. And okay, we need to be aware of the fact that if you make a $100,000 from Twitch, you're already in a quite a good place, I would say. Mm-hmm. So if you make 170,000 and you make 150,000 now, then I mean... That still sucks because it's 20,000 less, but it's also not that you need to, I don't know, live on the street all of a sudden mm-hmm. because you have like a year's worth of income from another person not available to you anymore.
Exactly.
But it's still, so they just benefit and they clearly say people who make a lot of money from on our platform and who make us a lot of money, we will give them more. Like, make the rich richer, basically, and fuck the small people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a business decision. It's obvious. Like, it's not... Twitch is not a charity. Twitch is a business, and Twitch is making business decisions. So there's not... doesn't come as a massive surprise, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it's still just really annoying if you see that it works for other platforms with similar... Exactly, Tom says. Make the rich richer. Damn, haven't heard that before.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But Moni, you're missing, you know, the really good news. You know, products like Prime Subs, Community Gifting, Hype Train, and the Ads Incentive Program, they're going to be increased by 27% more revenue per viewer hour.
More ads. Oh, yay, more ads.
Yay, more ads. Yay. And I have 100% noticed an increase in ads for channels I'm not subbed to. I'm like, oh, we were having a conversation and now I'm watching an ad. Cool, 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 cool.
It's also not just like, I think the wild thing about the Twitch ads is in comparison to other platforms, and it really fucking annoys me on every platform. I'm so annoyed by the ads, right? It annoys me on Facebook, it annoys me on YouTube, but... On YouTube and on Facebook, you get maybe two ads in a row
mm-hmm.
and you have the possibility to skip ads. On Twitch, sometimes you get like 10 ads in a row.
Yeah.
And you can't skip them. Exactly. And then you're just sitting there and you put it kind of into the hands of the streamer, right? So the streamer, and if you're a full-time streamer and making money is not... easy. People think you just sit there and you stream video games and you make money as fuck and stuff. And some people might have the benefit of having an incredible, massive community that just throws subs at them. But if you're like a not as big as others potentially, it's still really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's and a lot of work. So if you do it in a community-driven sense, because if you have like, I don't know, 20,000 viewers, it's really hard to contain a sense of community. Then mm-hmm. you just have people who watch you and not like, it's really difficult to have like, I don't know, I just think it feels different than what we have with the people that we watch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're big like that, then obviously it's easier. But, it's still hard work. I still think people underestimate what it is to be streaming. But they put the responsibility into the hands of the streamer to decide whether or not they're running ads, how many ads they want to run, and how often they want to run it. And you as a streamer, if you have a smaller community, you don't want people to be constantly watching ads on your channel. You want them to stay on your platform and keep watching you, because I mean, you're also live. Mm-hmm. If you watch YouTube video or whatever, then you have the ad and then it pauses and then you continue where you left off. But unless you're watching live streams, I don't know how the ads work there because I'm not watching live streams on YouTube, but you watch a streamer live, you have a conversation right now, and all of a sudden an ad pops up for like 15 minutes, and that, well, not 15 minutes, but like 10 ads, and you're in the middle of a conversation because you can't time it as well. Sometimes you can like run one when you go to the bathroom or whatever and nothing is happening, but that's not always how this ad incentive works.
Yeah.
So it's just... Also, really, I just find it annoying that they put it into the hand of the streamer as well to be like, well, you can run ads now. Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm. Super. Yeah. So, Twitch, we're unimpressed with your change.
Honestly, so unimpressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Funny, but you would do great things sometimes.
I know. Like, there's so much opportunity here to do good things.
No.
But no. No. No.
And what, you know what pisses me off about this? We've been to TwitchCon in Amsterdam and everything, and it was great and everything. Now they're in TwitchCon San Diego. They get Megan Thee Stallion?
What?
With what fucking money are they paying that one, right? And like two other, Chris Petras? Like people who you like actually know, and someone else. So they have like actual like proper celebrities performing at TwitchCon, which we didn't get, which no, I'm like only like mildly offended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we even have a concert?
No. Like just the DJ in the booth that nobody wanted to watch anyway. And they getting fucking Megan Thee Stallion? What? And also, where did that fucking money come from?
That came from the 50-50 split, obviously. Yeah.
So that's just like a kick in the butt where it's just, well, we're not paying you more, but we will give you Megan Thee Stallion. And then not, if I would be going, I would be obviously also be excited. Mm-hmm. And I can understand that people are like, oh my God, I can see Megan Thee Stallion. But at the same time, you're thinking, you're not going to pay us more. You're not protecting us. And you throw money out for Megan Thee Stallion. Like, sorry, Bailey. What's her name? I don't remember.
Is it Kim Petras?
Yeah, something like that. I know. People know her. I'm too old.
I don't know who that is. I've heard that name, but I don't know who she is. I've heard
the name, and there's this coconut or banana song or something, isn't what? It? Like some fruit song.
Kim Petras, singer of fruit song. Fruit, fruit, coconut, banana, fruit, coconut, banana.
Oh God. I know I'm such a high quality person who knows so much shit. Don't know, sorry. But I'm a big fan, exactly.
Huge fan.
I'm glad Bailey wasn't here when I mixed Westlife with Boyzone.
It's fine.
But anyway, this is where the money this is where the money goes. This is where Twitch decides to put the money instead. Fine. We know what you think of us.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Yet we're still here.
I know. So really, we're part of the problem.
I know.
Yeah. But, you know, we do have a big studio doing something actually quite cool.
Maybe. Potentially
cool. So Netflix, our streaming mogul, is forming their very first in-house game studio in Helsinki.
I love that it's in Helsinki. Yeah. I really love that.
I think it's pretty cool. Now, if you don't know because apparently only less than 1% of Netflix subscribers either know or care about this. If you go on the Netflix mobile app, you can already play some Netflix games.
It's true. We've looked it up before stream and it's very hidden. Like, it's just, I'm not surprised that people pass it by because it's not at all in your face in the slightest.
Up until I read this article, I thought that the Netflix games that already apparently existed, I thought that it was like those interactive games on the app, like Bandersnatch and the trivia one. And yeah. I was like, oh, that must be it.
I just saw that there is exploding kittens on the app.
What?
What?
So, yeah, they do games. And now they're hiring, like, some pretty awesome game developers from across...
I can't get over that exploding kittens on there.
And they're hiring some pretty awesome game developers from across the world, like Marco Lastica, who worked for Zynga and EA, is leading the new studio. And then there is the Walking Dead mobile developer Next Games are coming on, Oxenfree creator Night School Studio. There's lots of games, lots of cool things happening. And
wild shit.
Yeah, if you want to work for them, they're currently hiring. But yeah, it's cool. Looking for a job in games, like maybe you can work for Netflix.
That would be kind of cool, maybe. We will see. Mm-hmm. I mean, we will see where it goes. But they already have exploding kittens, so it sounds very promising.
And apparently Ed thinks that the game Into the Breach is a very good one because he mentions it specifically in his article. So perhaps we should all check that one out.
Into the Breach.
Money's checking it out right now.
What is a bit weird about it, if you can download it, it opens the app and it downloads a separate app.
Oh, that is weird. So
it's not within the thingy.
You have to go to the thingy, but not actually play within the thingy.
That's... Into the Breach? It looks like something alien.
Oh.
Oh, I don't think I like that. Mm. I think Tom might like that. It's a BAFTA winning game, apparently.
I thought you said bathtub.
I mean, I don't know how well it... But it looks kind of 3D and like pixely 3D.
Okay.
A bit like a chessboard with thingies. I don't think I like that.
It's interesting. Very interesting.
But cool in general. We will see where that goes. Mm-hmm. And they need to do something with the UI though, because otherwise nobody will fucking see that this is happening. There is a game that's called Knittens, like kittens but knitting.
Aww.
And it has a cat with it and a unicorn horn.
Oh, cute. Okay, maybe I will download the Netflix app on my phone and look. Yeah.
Before your eyes. There are not so little games on here. Fascinating. Anyway. We will see.
Mm-hmm. We have some cool news now. You probably already know it, but if you don't, you're about to know it. Eurovision 2023, final two cities have been announced.
Woo!
Woohoo!
I mean, if you don't already know, last year Ukraine won Eurovision Song Contest, but obviously because of war and fuck Putin, they aren't able to hold hold it there, unfortunately. Because again, fuck Putin.
Mm-hmm.
So the UK got, I don't know if they got selected or something to, or if they offered and then they kind of got selected. Or I don't know how the process worked.
I think Sam Ryder from the UK came in second, right?
Was that awesome? But it wasn't.
I don't think it was automatically, but he came in second in the contest. And if rumors, whatever, are to be believed, that he was supposed to be, he would have come first, except for fucking Putin. So we're bolstering up Ukraine, right?
Yes and no. I think I read something that it would have been worse for him, wouldn't Ukraine have been there or something, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyways, it's being hosted in the UK.
Yeah.
For like the first time in how many years? Many, many years?
Your last one, 60s. I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, the UK is one of the big five who are like basically funding the contest anyway.
Mm-hmm. So it's been come down from seven cities, which included Birmingham, Leeds, Manchester, Newcastle, Sheffield, Glasgow, and Liverpool. And now just the top two have been announced, and that is Glasgow and Liverpool.
Woo! And Tom corrected me, it wasn't the 60s, it was in 1998 when you had the head last. But that's also like over 20 years ago.
I know, that was a long time ago.
Fuck me.
Mm-hmm. So as somebody who would probably be coming for a huge meetup in the UK, Moni, would you prefer Liverpool or Glasgow?
Would I? Number one, would I? Okay. And number two, I don't know. I've been to Glasgow already, but I don't remember much about Glasgow because all I remember is that we went to a photo store and bought something for Blamage's husband's camera.
Nice.
So I don't have a lot of big, I have a big memory of Glasgow, and I've never been to Liverpool. So, and also haven't checked the plane tickets, what they would be. So I don't have a favorite. I know lots of people in the community are like Liverpool because it's so close.
It's so close for so many people.
Yeah. But we'll see. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like Scotland. I really, really like Scotland.
Me too. So
that's I'm totally unbiased. I'm like, whatever. What's yours? What would your pick be?
Out of these two, I'm actually pleased that these are the final two because I wasn't keen on really any of the others. I was like, these would be my personal top two. So I don't think I have a favorite. I do like Liverpool. I was there a good few years ago. I was there 13 years ago. Holy shit, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, that was just yesterday. No, it's what? No, not. It's like no, 24 it's fucking years ago.
And I suppose it's been even longer since I've been to Glasgow. So yeah, I would happily go to either again. Like I had a great time in Liverpool and would love to go back, but also I'd like to go back to Glasgow as an adult, really.
Yeah.
Because I was there in my late teens, early 20s, which I know technically I'm an adult, but like, am I really?
I was going to say, I don't, but I personally don't know the massive difference anymore now.
No.
Between then and now, even though I'm almost twice that age now. Right. That's terrifying. That's fucking terrifying.
God.
I actually get the shivers from it.
But yeah, I think it's really cool that it's going to be coming to one of those two cities. And I think we'll be going. At least to hang out in Eurovision Village. Is that what it's called?
I have no idea how this works.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that also around the time that like TwitchCon happens or something? We will see.
We will cross see.
Cross the bridge when we get there.
I think TwitchCon will be July and this might be May.
Okay. We will see.
No, Tom, I am not a Eurovision fan now, but I am a fan of hanging out with people who like Eurovision. I mean,
big mood.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they're very contagious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And even though you're like, I actually don't really like loads of the songs. It's just very contagious. And there's always a couple where you're like, this is really cool. Yeah.
I mean, the Iceland band, Daði Fjúr, I don't actually know how to pronounce it because I've never actually heard it pronounced. Even though I didn't watch any of the Eurovisions that they competed in, they formed a, like, I was in their top, like, 1% of listeners last year.
Were you?
Yes.
Interesting. That's cool.
So.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. You don't have to love Eurovision to like some of the songs. I don't know. Yes. Whatever. You don't. Yeah. But, yes. I would totally go.
Amazing. Yeah. We'll cross. And we'll think about this when we know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And when it is.
Yes. And our final bit of news for today, for this week, for this month, is actually very cool.
I'm super fucking excited. I saw it on my Twitch timeline first.
Oh, did you?
Twitter timeline, not Twitch.
I was like, you've got a Twitch timeline?
Yeah.
How do I upgrade to that? That'd be pretty cool.
No, I don't know if I want that. But yes, we will get a third Deadpool.
Woo!
Woo! But not only that.
Drum roll, please.
My Stream Deck doesn't work because I updated it, so now I can't do a drum roll. But it's happening with Hugh Jackman and Wolverine.
Yes.
And I cannot wait.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And I'm so glad that Ryan Reynolds was able to talk Hugh Jackman into coming back, because I'm pretty sure that he was like, I'm done. I'm done as the Wolverine.
I do think the two of them have such a hilarious chemistry that Hugh Jackman, even though he said he was done with Wolverine, this is just the perfect thing for them to work together. Like, yeah. I can't think of anything better than those two playing together in a Deadpool movie. And I'm sure that's what swayed Hugh Jackman.
Because it has
anything,
to be.
Like, I honestly can't think of anything else they could have done together movie-wise where people would be as fucking excited about it.
True.
And that would be so fitting for both of their, like, for the seemingly relationship. Maybe they hate each other. Maybe it's all just...
For sure.
Maybe it's all just... Exactly, all the millions of dollars that they will make.
Yes, it is all the millions of dollars, but it's going to make a lot of fans really happy, and it's hopefully a good time for them. Because, yeah, we like to believe that the celebrities that we love to see together are actually besties.
Yeah, I would love to think that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Ryan Reynolds is just the coolest fucking guy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that the bird papaya met him? She actually interviewed him.
I think I did know that, and I was so jealous I might have blocked it out of my memory.
I can understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's just I don't know. I just like to think those are, and I know it's not about heroing people and who they are and whatever, but I just like to think some people are actually decent.
Mm-hmm. I do as well. And I like to think that he's one of them.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a good Canadian export, that one.
Yes.
Well
done.
Yes,
he is. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you. I will. Country. Yes. Good job. Good job. My country.
Good job. Yeah. Yes. Cool.
Cool. So that's all we have this month for you on Geek Girl in the News, and this week for you on Geek Herring.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you want to find out more, you can find us on geekherring.com, or if you want to join our Discord, you can go to geekherring.com/Discord and join us there.
All of these links to the news articles that we talked about will be in our show notes, available on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. And because we haven't asked for this for a while, if you would like to give us a wee review of the podcast, that would be really awesome, because we haven't had one in a few years.
Yes.
That'd be really great.
That would be cool. You can do that on Spotify too now, apparently.
Yeah, Spotify reviews, Apple reviews, wherever you can review Geek Herring. That'd be really sweet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And we will see you next week for another amazing episode of Geek Herring.
Bye.
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 If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.